For Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. It's still early in the election year, but primary candidates are fighting. The Republicans running for governor have been attacking each other to the point the Detroit News columnist Nolan Finley told them to knock it off. Our partner Bridge Magazine has been examining political claims and ads through the Truth Squad project. There are four Republicans running for governor, but the leading candidates, current Attorney General Bill Schuette and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, have really been battling it out. The Truth Squad looked at a recent spate of tweets about who wants open government more. Reporter Riley Began explains what happened.
Schuette tweeted, "I'm the only candidate for the Republican nomination with a plan to make Lansing and state government more accountable, that he is the candidate with a plan."
What was the response?
Brian Kelly tweeted back at him. He said, "This is a false statement. Perhaps it would be a good start if you followed your own plan and provided a personal asset disclosure, as I did." It turns out that the Schuette campaign, that tweet originally got deleted, but there's no, according to the campaign, no nefarious reason for that. It just got lost in the shuffle, I guess.
Lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, the quote from the campaign basically said that it was an internal scheduling and posting issue. So we don't know the technical details of it, but they're basically saying they didn't delete it on purpose.
Government transparency in Michigan, it's a real problem.
Michigan is really one of the worst states in the country when it comes to transparency. Center for Public Integrity in 2015 ranked us the worst. We got an F in all these different departments that have to do with transparency. And one of the big reasons for that is that our legislature and our governor's office are not open to public records laws, which means the public can't ask for information about what goes on behind the scenes in those branches of government.
The Michigan State Supreme Court has also exempted itself from the Freedom of Information Act. Jane Briggs Bunting is the founding president of the Michigan Coalition for Open Government. In a stateside interview, she explained why Michigan politicians have not done much to pass stronger open records laws.
You know, frankly, it's a lot easier to do things in secret because then no one's saying, "Wait a minute," or "Uh-oh," or "What the heck do you think you're doing?" As soon as the public's involved, then there's more accountability, then you have to be more careful about what you do, and you definitely have to start following the law.
The Truth Squad looked at the candidates' open government plans. Riley Began says they wanted to see whether Schuette's claim held up under scrutiny.
I would say that the two plans actually, they're pretty similar in a lot of ways. Kelly's plan has to do with a cooling off period between legislators who become lobbyists. Schuette's plan has that as well. It's 5 years versus 2 years, 5 years for Schuette's plan and 2 years for Kelly's. Expanding public record laws for the governor's office and the legislature is in both plans. So the difference in our assessment is a lot of how central these plans have been to each of the candidates' campaigns.
There was a bit of debate between the Truth Squad reporters and editors, but the group did come up with a decision.
We ended up ruling that this is a half-accurate claim. It's definitely not true that Schuette is the only person with a plan here. Kelly, as we touched on, has proposed some things in the past. And then Dr. Jim Hines has mentioned a couple of things, as has State Senator Patrick Kolbeck. The big difference here is that Schuette's really dedicated a portion of his website. He's written op-eds about this. He mentions it on the campaign trail. He's pretty clearly the only candidate who is actively pushing for his plan, but it's not really fair to say that he is the only one with a plan at all.
That's Riley Began with the Truth Squad at Bridge Magazine. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.